Where we're Some people would say all those roads will lead to God. And we wonder if that do all roads that we choose. Those who do not believe in him are just a solid worship and praise of what he's done. But then, I had this other sign here. I think that as you look at the graphics trying to get all these little roads and, you know, wrong way, wrong way, wrong way, all over the place, and this is one agreement now, and it's a little better. So, hey, this is the one you need to know. You need to be found in Christ. You need to be receiving His grace and confessing your sins and repenting of where you're at and turning your life into a follower of Christ. That's a little agreement. You didn't find the agreement down there. All those other ones were wrong. But I think one of the responses we need to think about is the urgency of what this means, big picture. You know, the result is the tremendous. You know, you think about those people in your circle, they're not on this road. They're not on this road. And when this comes to an end, they are going to confront God in a different way. Because when you and I confront Him, it's like, oh, I see no guilt, I see no shame. Everything you've ever done has been painful. Wash away your wife's blood because of my son and my cross. But for those that are on this path, it's going to be much different. And we know those people that are not on the way. And when you think about that, cedar cost. You know that? About all vehicles are the challenge to